Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
Chagiga Davov. The Gemara over here discusses the din of a katan. We saw earlier in the Mishnah, Machlokes Bishamayim and Bishillel, from when begins the mitzvah of chinuch for a katan of Aliyah L'Regel. Bishamayim says, from when he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, V'lalois Meyushalayim L'Harabais. And Bishillel says, from when he's able to hold his father's hand and go up from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. Both Beis Shammai and Bishillel use a lashon that the Aliyah has to be from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. On this, the Gemara asks over here, Maskeflor Reb Zeira ad hocha man asya. How did this katan get from his city to Yerushalayim? Now there are a few mahalchim to understand what exactly is the Gemara asking, what is the Gemara bothered by, how did he get from his city to Yerushalayim? So Rashi says, Dibar Maskel ad hocha man asya. He says, Ad Yerushalayim mi oivioi. Who brought him to Yerushalayim? V'haloi mishu yachal liyois chutz mi'imoi, yachal lechois biyad oviv. And the Siach Yitzchak explains that Rashi means to say that surely a katan who's able to be away from his mother for an extended period of time, enough time to leave from his city and go all the way to Yerushalayim and be oile regel and come back, surely such a child is also old enough to hold on to his father's hand and go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. And if so, the Mishnah should have just said that from the age when a child is able to be away from his mother, the amount of time it takes to go be Eile Regel, from then the child already has a mitzvah of chinuch. Obviously we're talking about a child who's not able to be away from his mother that long. And if so, the Gemara's kasha is, Ad hocha man asya, who brought him to Yerushalayim? The Gemara is assuming that his mother stays home, she doesn't even come to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah only addresses the fact that the father is able to bring the child from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. The Gemara is bothered by, how did the child get to Yerushalayim? Did he come without his mother? In other words, Pashtus, we would not have been mechayiv him to come and leave his house and come all the way to Yerushalayim if he's not the age that he's able to be away from his mother. And that the Gemara answers, no, that his mother does come to Yerushalayim. And Eich and Ami, we're talking about a child who's not able to be away from his mother this long. But since his mother comes to Yerushalayim to be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, the child will only have to be away from the mother the amount of time it takes to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. This is the way the Siach Yitzchak explains Rashi, and he brings the Siach Yitzchak that Tosfos earlier on Daf Beis Amud Beis seems to learn the Gemara's Shakel V'Tarya different than Rashi. The Chaznish as well in Archaim Simen Kuf Chav Tes, Sifkot and Aleph, he quotes that Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis has a different pshat in Sugya. Tosfos over there is talking about that which the Mishnah says, Misha ina yochal la'alois beraglov is potter from Aliyah l'regel. And Rashi on the Mishnah says that he's not able to come miyushalayim la'azara. Rashi is telling us that we're not talking about a person who's not able to come from his house, from his city, all the way to be oile regel. Rather, a person who's not able to come from Yerushalayim to the azara. Derech Agav, Rashi uses the lashon azara as opposed to Har HaBayis, that we'll get back to later. But l'chayr, it sounds from Rashi that someone who is able to walk from Yerushalayim to the Azara, but he's not able to walk the further distance from his city all the way to the Azara, he would not be included in Misha Ein Yochel La'alois Beraglov. Rather, he would have to get a ride, he would have to ride on an animal to get to Yerushalayim, and he only has to have the ability to come from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis by foot. On that, Tosfos on Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Misha Ein Yochel, explains that this is not what Rashi means. Surely Rashi's maskim that in order to be mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regel, someone has to be able to walk by foot all the way from his city to the Azara. Someone who's not able to walk this distance has the p'tor of Misha Ein Yochel La'alois Beraglov. So what does Rashi mean when Rashi says that Misha Ein Yochel La'alois means Yerushalayim La'azara? On this, Tosfos explains Rashi, the Tosfos of Rashi explains it a little more clear than Tosfos by us, that Rashi means to say a chiddush, that not only someone who's right now in his house in a different city, and he's not able to come Beraglov, is he Potter? But even someone who's right now in Yerushalayim already, he got here somehow, and now he wants to know, is he Mechuyev to be Oile Regel? That person also has the Ptor of Misha Ein Yochel La'alois Beraglov. One might think that once he's already in Yerushalayim, then the Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel is greater, and he's Mechuyev to come and find a way to get there, even though he's not able to be Oile Beraglov. On that, Rashi says that even someone who's already in Yerushalayim, but if he's not able to walk Beraglov to the Azara, he's also included in this p'tur. And Tosfos finishes off, K'demashma b'gemara ad hocham man aisi. Tosfos is using this as a raya, that someone who's not able to be oile beraglov from his city all the way to the Harabayis or to the Azorah, he has the ptur of Misha Inyochel Alis beraglov. And he proves it from the kasha of Er Gemara here on Dav Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Ad Hocha Man Aisi. And the Siach Yitzchok says that from this Toisvis, it's clear that he had a different pshat in Er Gemara. Toisvis understood the kasha of the Gemara, Ad Hocha Man Aisi. The Gemara means to ask that a koton who is mechuyiv midin chinuch, his mitzvah is similar to the mitzvah of a godol. And since a godol has a ptur of Eino Yochel Lalis Beraglov, and that's why according to Beis Hillel, the chinuch of a koton starts at the age that he's able to walk Beraglov to Harabayis. And that the Gemara's kasha is, Ad Hocha Man Asya, that just like a godol, who's not able to walk by foot all the way from his city to Harabayis, is potter, a koton should have that same din. If he's not able to walk all the way from his city, he should also be potter. Why does the Mishnah say that it's dependent on walking from Yerushalayim to Harabayis? That was the kasha of the Gemara, and from that Tosfos saw that a godol surely has this din, that in order to be chayiv, he has to be able to walk from his house all the way to Harabayis. On that the Gemara answers, the Siach Yitzchak explains, according to Tosfos, that his mother is mechuyiv to come, midin simcha, she has to come to Yerushalayim. And therefore this koton has to be able to walk holding his mother's hand from his city to Yerushalayim. And that which the Mishnah gave a shiur, that the mitzvah of chinuch is dependent on when he could walk with his father from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, the Mishnah means that surely we're talking about a koton who could be mahalach beraglov, he could come by foot all the way from his city to Harabayis. Just he does not have to be the age that he's able to walk with his father this distance, right? Rather even a younger age, where he needs his mother, but if he's able to walk by foot with his mother from his city to Yerushalayim, and then continue on with his father from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, he's also mechuyiv in chinuch. And therefore, the Siach Yitzchok, this he says on Dav Beis Amud Beis on that Tosfos, the Ramaschal Misha Eino Yochel Lalos, he says that depending on how you learn Er Gemara's kasha of Ad Hocha Man Asya, whether you learn like Rashi or like Tosfos, there may or may not be a raya from Er Gemara about the din that a godol who's not Yochel Lalos Beraglov, whether that means he has to be able to walk from his city all the way to Harabayis, or just from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. According to Tosfos, Er Gemara's Muchach, that a godol has to be able to walk from his city all the way to Harabayis. According to Rashi, there's no raya, because according to Rashi, the question in Er Gemara wasn't that the koton should have to be able to walk all the way from his city to Harabayis. The question just was, how is it that he's able to be away from his mother that long? But there's no raya, according to Rashi, from Er Sugya, whether a godol who has a ptur of Eino Yochel Lalos Beraglov, whether that ptur means that he has to be able to walk from his city all the way to Harabayis, or just from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. Now we should just point out once again that we're not talking about the din whether one must actually walk by foot from his city to Harabayis, or even from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. We mentioned earlier in Daf Dalid that the pashtus is that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is not machayev one to actually walk by foot. What we're talking about now just is one who is able to walk by foot, theoretically. The ptur that one cannot walk by foot to be oile regel, that he's potter, does that mean from his house or does that mean from Harabayis? But practically speaking, he does not have to actually come by foot. He could get a ride on an animal or a wagon. Now the Chazon Ish, in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Chof Tes, the first piece on Masechtas Chagigo, he discusses this point, what exactly is the ptur of Eino Yochel Lalos Beraglov? And he says the pashtus is that it does not mean he has to be able to come all the way from his house to be oile regel by foot. Rather, he has to be able to come from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. And he explains, kach kiblu chazal, it was a Kabbalah, that the din of halicha beregel only is from the end of Machne Yisrael, meaning from the border of Yerushalayim and the beginning of Harabayis, from there he has to be able to walk by foot. And the Chazon Ish explains, either because up until that point is only a hechsher mitzvah, walking through Machne Levia, walking through Harabayis to get to the Azara, that's the actual mitzvah itself of Aliyah L'Regel. And he says, or even if you'll say that even that is Hechsher mitzvah, the actual mitzvah is just walking into the Azara, but still we'll have to say that the Pasuk which tells us Rigolim, that's the Makar that one has to be able to walk by foot, there was a Kabbalah from Chazal, that it means he has to be able to walk by foot from the border between Yerushalayim and Harabayis all the way into the Azara. But not all the way from his house, that was not included in this drasha. And therefore, he says, the Gemara's kasha, Ad Hocha Man Asye, the Gemara does not mean to say that if he's not able to walk by foot all the way from his house, he should be potter, just as a godel who's not able to walk from his house is potter. Because surely a godel also, the din of Eino Yochel Lalos Beraglov just means from Yerushalayim to Harabayis. So what is the Gemara's kasha of Ad Hocha Man Asya? That since the actual mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is coming into the Azara, or coming through Harabayas to get to the Azara, and not coming all the way from his house, so that would not be Mechayev one to bring his child from his house to Yerushalayim. Only a child who's already in Yerushalayim would have the mitzvah of Chinuch. But Chinuch would not require one to bring his child from his house to Yerushalayim. That's one Mahalach. Or he says, or you could say the Gemara's kasha is, since he's not able to be away from his mother for so long, then the Chacham should not have been Mechayev him. And that's actually the way the Siach Yitzchak understood B'das Rashi. But then the Chazanish says that Tosis on Bezim and Bez seems to say not like this. Tosis understands that the din of Eina Yochel Halach Baraglov Vegodol means he has to be able to walk all the way from his house to be Oyla Regal in the Hazara. And that was the Gemara's kasha Ad Hochaman Asya, that a child also his Chiyuv Chinuch should be similar to a Godol, and if he's not able to walk holding on to his father's hand all the way from his house to the Harabais, he should also be Potter. But Akoponim, the Chazanish also understands that the Pashtus is that the din of the Mishnah of Yochel Lalech Beraglov by a Godol is that he has to be able to walk from Yerushalayim to Harabais. However, the Chazanish says that Tosis is mashma not like this. Tosis on Beis Amid Beis holds that if he's not able to come by foot from his house to Harabais, he's also Potter. However, the Chazanish adds that even according to Tosfos, if this person who's not able to walk by foot from his house to Harabais, he already is in Yerushalayim, he came somehow, and from where he is now in Yerushalayim, he's able to walk to Harabais, then he would be Mechuyiv. Chazanish understands B'das Tosfos that being in a place where one cannot walk by foot, that's a Ptur, but it doesn't mean that he himself is always Potter, like a Chiger or a Suma. Rather, the Torah patterned him, if he cannot walk by foot, he's not Mechuyiv to come. If he's already now in a place where he's able to walk by foot, now he does have a Chiyuv to come. The Chazanish understood B'das Tosfos that the Teretz of the Gemara in Ar Sugyo, that the mother who's Mechuyiv B'Simcha, she brings him. The Gemara means to say that even though this Kotan cannot walk by foot from his house all the way to Harabais, but once he's already here in Yerushalayim, his mother carried him. Since she came to Mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha, she brought this Kotan along with her. So even though the mitzvah of Chinuch for a Kotan is dependent on the Gedarim of the mitzvah for a Godol, and a Godol who cannot walk by foot from his house is Potter, but by a Godol as well, if he's already in Yerushalayim, and now from here he's able to walk by foot, he's Mechuyiv. So this Kotan also, even though he cannot walk by foot from his house, once he's already in Yerushalayim, and from here he could walk by foot, he is Mechuyiv. So the Gemara does not mean to say in the Teretz that the Kotan walks all the way from his house to Yerushalayim holding his mother's hand, and then from Yerushalayim to the Harabais holding his father's hand. Rather, even a child who has to be carried from his city to Yerushalayim, once he's in Yerushalayim and able to walk the rest of the way holding his father's hand, he has the mitzvah of Chinuch, because of Godel as well. If he's already in Yerushalayim and able to walk the rest of the way from Yerushalayim to Harabais, he also would be mechuyev in the mitzvah. This part of the Chazanish is not mashma like that from the Siach Yitzchak. Rather, he understood Tosfos that the Gemara in the Teretz was saying that this Katan has to be old enough to hold his mother's hand and walk from his city to Yerushalayim, and then continue on holding his father's hand from Yerushalayim to Harabais. If he's not able to walk all the way from his city to Harabais, then he would be Potter, because the mitzvah of Chinuch of a Katan is similar to a Gadol, and a Gadol also has to be able to walk all the way from his house to Harabais, otherwise he has the Ptur of Eina Yochel Lahalich Biraglov. So we have three tzadim in this din of the Mishnah, that someone who's not Yochel Lahalich Biraglov, he's Potter. What exactly does that mean? According to the way the Siach Yitzchak understands Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Beis, it means that he has to be able to walk by foot from his house all the way to Harabais. According to the Chazanish, if right now this Godol is in a place where it's too far for him to walk by foot, then he's Potter. The Torah was not Mechayiv someone to come from a place where he cannot walk from there by foot. If he's already in Yerushalayim, and now he's close enough to be able to walk by foot, then he is Mechuyiv. In other words, it's not a Ptur in the Gavra, it's not that the person is Potter. Now, it's not like Sumo or Chiger, where the Torah patterned the person totally. Rather, the Torah was not Mechayiv a person to come from a place which is too far for him to come by foot. If right now he's in a place where he can walk by foot, then he is Mechuyiv. The third Tzad, which the Siach Yitzchak says Rashi can hold, and this the Chazanish says is the Pashtus, is that the din of Yochel Lalech Beraglav means he only has to be able to walk from Yerushalayim to Harabais, but he does not have to be able to walk all the way from his house to Harabais. That's not included in the Ptur of Misha Eina Yochel Lalech Beraglav. Now another point we have to discuss is what exactly does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says, Mirushalayim lahar habayis? Where exactly is that measured? And this is negeh both for the din chinuch of a katan, from what point does he have to be able to walk with his father without his mother? And it's also negeh the din of Mishayin yochel lalois beraglov, which the Siach Yitzchok says b'das Rashi, and the Chaznish says this is the Pashtus, is that he has to be able to walk only from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, not from his city. So where exactly is this measured from? And there are really two points we have to discuss. First thing is, where exactly does one have to reach? The Lashon of the Mishnah is that he has to get to Har Habayis. It would sound like the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is only Mechayev one to come to Har Habayis, not all the way into the Azara. However, the Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, in two places, Rashi uses the Lashon of Azara. The first Rashi on the Masechta, he says, Shetzrichim liyestroyis ba'azara, and later on as well, Rashi in Dibur Maschum, Mishayin yochel lalis b'raglov, Rashi says, Miyushalayim la'azara. And that's actually the Lashon of the Gemara in Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara uses that Lashon of Riyas Ponim ba'azara. So on one hand, the Mishnah says, Har Habayis, on the other hand, there arise that you have to really come into the Azara to be Mekayim Aliyah l'regel. So the Tosfos Yontif over here on the Mishnah points out this problem, and he says, really, the Ikar Chiyuv of Aliyah L'Regel is Mechayiv one to come into the Azara. The Rambam says like this as well in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Chagiga Halacha Aleph. So why is it that the Mishnah uses a Lashon of Har Habayis? And he says, because the Mishnah is trying to tell us that a Katan who could come from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, he's Mechayiv in Chinuch, is because once one reaches Har Habayis, then already it's easy for him to come into the Azara. The Tosfos Yontif says that from Har Habayis there were steps, and that made it easier. And therefore the Mishnah just says a Lashon of Har Habayis. And the Turi Evan says similarly, that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is to the Azara, and that which the Mishnah says a Lashon of Har Habayis, is because if he could reach Har Habayis, then he can also reach the Azara. And the truth is, this is a Yerushalmi. The Turi Evan quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi had this Shaila, is Re'iyas Panim Mechayev one to come into Har Habayis? Or is that not enough? He has to come all the way into the Azara. And the Yerushalmi brings a Raya from the Din, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that we learn that a Tamei is potter from the mitzvah of Riyah, because the Pasuk says, Uvasa Shama, Vehevesim Shama, Kosh Yeshna Bebiyah, Yeshna Behava. And since a Tamei is not Bebiyah, he's not able to come in, he's also potter from Eilas Riyah. And the Yerushalmi says that not all Tameim are usher to come into Har Habayis. A Tamei Meis is allowed to come into Har Habayis. He's only not allowed to come into the Azara. And this is a Raya from the fact that all Tmeim are potter from the mitzvah. That's a Raya that one has to come into the Azara, and therefore all Tmeim are excluded from the mitzvah. And the Turi Evan has a discussion over here that perhaps we should learn from the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel to the mitzvah of Hakel. We find that there's a Hekesh from one to the other, and he says maybe the mitzvah of Hakel also should be Mechayiv everyone to come into the Azara, but he brings Raya is not like that, and he discusses this Shaila, why we don't make this Hekesh. But Al Kapanim, that's the Pashtus. The mitzvah of Re'iyas Panim is Mechayiv want to come into the Azara. Now the other point we have to discuss is that when we say Mirushalayim the Har Habayis, what exactly is called Yerushalayim? We mentioned before the Chazanish, he says the Pashtus is that it means from the edge of Yerushalayim, the border between Yerushalayim and the beginning of Har Habayis, from there into the Azara. However, the Yerushalmi discusses this as well. The Yerushalmi has a suffix, where do you measure Yerushalayim? And the Yerushalmi concludes that you measure Min HaShiluach, from the Shiluach, which was in middle, halfway through Yerushalayim, from there one has to be able to go into the Azara. Now Moshe Feinstein, in the first Chelik of Igres Moshe, in the Chelik on Kodshim, Simen Chof Aleph, we mentioned previously other points that Moshe discusses in this Simen, but he also talks about this Shaila, where do we measure Yerushalayim Lahar Habayis? And he says that even though the Yerushalmi says that it's measured from the middle of Yerushalayim, however, the Yerushalmi has no Makar and gives no reason, and Ramesha says that the Rambam, who does not bring this Yerushalmi, Pashas holds not like that. The Rambam just brings the Lashon Kitzurasa Miyushalayim Lahar Habayis. And Ramesha says that the Pashas would be that Miyushalayim Lahar Habayis is dependent on each person where he's staying in Yerushalayim. Since the Gemara here says, Ad Hochad Mechayve Ime Besimcha, I see Se Ime, that the mother brings the child to Yerushalayim because the mother herself is mechuyev to come. From there, the child has to be able to go beregel together with the father up to Har Habayis. Therefore, Amisha says that wherever the child is brought to with the mother, from there the child has to be able to walk beregel. That's the shir of Yerushalayim Har Habayis, dependent on each person where in Yerushalayim they're staying for Yontif. And he says that could be the pshat in the Rambam also. The Rambam was Sosim, the Rambam didn't say exactly where in Yerushalayim you measure from, because the Rambam means like this, you measure from wherever the family is in Yerushalayim, from there the child has to be able to go with the father in order to be mechuyev in Aliyah L'Regel. And Ramesha says the Rambam did not paskin like the Yerushalmi, because the Bavli is mashma otherwise. Since the Yerushalmi says that we measure from the halfway point in Yerushalayim, Er Gemara, which says that the child is brought by the mother, and only from that point the child has to be able to walk with the father, how could that fit with the Yerushalmi? Maybe the mother only brought the child before the halfway point, and then we cannot be mechayev the child in chinuch. If he's not able to go from there and onward beregel with the father, he cannot be mechuyev. Obviously the Bavli does not hold of this Yerushalmi, and the Bavli holds that it's not dependent on the shiluach, rather it's dependent on where the mother brought the child to. Now the next inyan we'll speak about, Bezras Hashem, is the din simcha for noshim. The Gemara says, ad hocha de mechayve ime besimcha, I see se ime. The mother has to come to Yerushalayim to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha. She has to eat from the basar shlamim. And Tosis over here, Dibar Mascha de mechayve ime, he asks on Rashi and Kedushin lamedaurim and beis. The Gemara over there says that isha baalo mesamcha, and Rashi explains, what does it mean that the baal is mesameach the wife? Rashi says it means he gives her big day tzivainim and big day pishton. The mashmais of Rashi is that a woman's simcha is to have new clothing for yontif and not to eat from the shalmi simcha. And here the Gemara's mashma that the women have to come to Yerushalayim to eat from the shalmi simcha. That's how they're mekayim their mitzvah of simcha. Tosfos in Kedushin Lamedaud Amud Beis is mairich more about this. The Gemara over there in Kedushin wanted to bring a simcha as an example of a mitzvah saseh shehazman gromo, which noshim are mechuyevin. And the Gemara is matcha. The Gemara says, no, isha ba'lo mesamcha. The mitzvah of simcha is not on the isha, rather it's on the husband. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, what about an almono? The pasuk also says a lashon of simcha by an almono. The pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha ato v'incha v'itecha avtecha v'amoscha v'alivi v'ager v'hayosin v'almona asher b'sharecha. If the whole inyan of simcha is for the baal to be mesameach his wife, so what's the simcha that's spoken about by almonos? On that, the Gemara answers, b'shruya etzlai, that the mitzvah of simcha is incumbent on the person who's taking care of the almana. If the almana lives in your house, you have to make sure to be mesameacher on yontif. And Rashi over there says, what's the simcha that we're talking about? How is the baal mesameach ishtoi? By giving her new clothing. And that Tosis asks, that here we see the mitzvah of simcha on noshim is to eat from the shalmi simcha. Tosis over there in Kedushin adds from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvtes, the Gemara over there is mashma that the whole inyan that we find, that noshim are mesameach, by getting new clothing, that's only bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. However, bizman she'beis hamikdash kayam, everyone is mekayim mitzvah of simcha by eating from the shalmi simcha. And Tosis asks from Asugya as well. Asugya is mavur that Isha has to come to Yerushalayim to eat from the shalmi simcha. If the husband could be mesameacher with new clothing, why does Isha have to come to Yerushalayim? Let her stay home. And Tosis asks from the Gemara here on Vav Amud Beis as well. The Gemara says that the three karbonis that were brought on the regel, each one had a mile that the other two did not have. And the Gemara says, Yesh b'simcha she'im b'shteyim, that simcha was on Noshim as well. And there we're clearly talking about the carbon of the Shalmei Simcha, and it's mavur that Noshim have to eat from the Shalmei Simcha also. So what is the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin that Rashi says, Isha ba'ala mesamcha with new clothing? Now Tosis over here by us sends us to look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah as well. And the truth is, that Gemara really is mashma like Rashi. The Gemara over there is talking about whether a Isha is mitzuva in the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. If she owes a carbon for whatever reason, and she delays and does not bring it, is she over the lav of Baal Ta'acher? And the Gemara has it sad to say that only people who are mechuyev in Ru'iyah, they have to come three times to Yerushalayim, there the Torah says that if they don't bring the carbon when they come, they're over on Baal Ta'acher. But a Isha who's not mitzuva in Ru'iyah, maybe she does not have the lav. And then the Gemara says, what do you mean? But Isha is mitzuva b'simcha. She has to eat from the shalmi simcha, so she does have to come to Yerushalayim three times a year. On that, the Gemara says, no, Isha ba'alo misamcha. And like Rashi explains over there, the ba'al could be misameach the Isha with big day tzavainim, with buying new clothing. The pashas of the Gemara is that when the Gemara uses this lashon of Isha ba'alo misamcha, that the mitzvah is on the husband to be misameach his wife, that simcha which the husband is misameach is buying new clothing. That's not talking about the shalmi simcha. Because that's the point of the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah. To say that Isha does not have to come to be Oyle Regel, because the Baal could be Mesameacher, meaning he could buy her new clothing, and with that she's Mekayim, her mitzvah simcha. And the Pnei Yeshua, both in Rosh Hashanah and in Kedushin, he's Mas Bashitas Rashi, that Ein Echanami, there is an inyan lechatchila for a woman to come to Yerushalayim and eat from the Shalmei Simcha. That's mitzvah min hamuvchar. And that mitzvah would be incumbent on the woman herself. If she wants to do the mitzvah min hamuvchar, she should come to Yerushalayim and make sure that she eats from the Shalmei Simcha. That's her own chiyuv. However, a woman does also have the option of being mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha if she doesn't go to Yerushalayim by the husband being mesameach or buying her new clothing. And that's the shakel v'tari of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Originally, the Gemara thought that she's mekayim Simcha by Shalmei Simcha, and therefore she has to go to Yerushalayim. And that the Gemara answers, no, bala mesamcha, meaning to say that there's another option of Simcha, that her husband could buy her new clothing, and then she will not have to go to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Kedushin as well, the Gemara wanted to bring Simcha as an example of a mitzvah saseh she has man grama, that nashim are mechuyiv. On that the Gemara says, no, isha bala mesamcha, meaning she has an option of not being mekayim the mitzvah herself by going to Yerushalayim and making sure she eats the Shalmei Simcha, rather by allowing the husband to be mesameacher. In other words, if she does not mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar, then the husband is mekayim it, and that's mutal on the husband, so that's not a good example of a mitzvah that is mutal on the isha to be mekayim, even though it's man groma. So that's why Rashi in Kedushin, Lamed Daled, when the Gemara says the isha bala mesamcha, Rashi explains it means by buying new clothing. Because when she's mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha by bringing a Shalmei Simcha, then that's her own mitzvah, that the Gemara would not have said isha bala mesamcha. That's Shita's Rashi. However, Tosfos, both in Rosh Hashanah and in Kedushin, he brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that even when the Gemara says isha bala mesamcha, we're not referring to be mesameach with new clothing, because bizman ha-migdosh, the only way you can be mekayim simcha is by eating from the Shalmei Simcha. Even when a Shalmei Simcha is brought, that's also mutal on the husband. The husband has to make sure to bring the carbon and give his wife to eat from the basar of the carbon. And that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah means when the Gemara says that a woman may not have the isser of Baal Ta'acher because she's not mitzuvin aliyah l'regel, and the Gemara asks the Kasha that still she has to be mekayim simcha. And that the Gemara answered, Isha Bala Mesamcha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara means to answer that since the mitzvah is not mutal on her, rather on the husband, so we cannot apply the pasuk that says, Uvasa Shama Ve'evesim Shama. The Gemara earlier over there explains that that's the tzad to say that anyone who's not mechuyiv in Aliyah L'Regel will also not have the Isser of Baal Ta'acher. And that's what the Gemara means to answer, that since Isha Bala Mesamcha, the mitzvah is mutal on him to bring the carbon, so maybe even though she does have to actually come to Yerushalayim to eat from the carbon, in order to help the husband being mekayim his mitzvah, he has to be mesameach her, so she has to eat from the carbon, but still, since it's not mutal on her, so the Gemara has a tzad to say she does not have the isser of Baal Ta'acher as well. And the Gemara in Kedushin is pashut according to Rabbeinu Tam, that this is not an example of a mitzvah saseh she has man grammo, that nashim are mechuyivin, because the mitzvah is not on her, rather it's on the husband. But al-Kabbalim, we have a machoikis Rashi and Taisvis. According to Rashi, the mitzvah of Simcha could be niskayim by buying new clothing, even bizman shabesa mikdosh kayam. The Tnei Yeshua explains with Das Rashi that there's still a mitzvah min hamuvchar to eat from the Shalmei Simcha. In Er Gemara, which says, Ad hocha de mechai v'imei b'simcha, I sisa imei, the Gemara means to say, in a normal case, when the woman does want to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar, she wants to come to Yerushalayim and eat from the Shalmei Simcha, in that case she brings along the katan, and then the katan could walk with his father to be mekayim aliyah l'regel. But according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Simcha could only be niskayim with Shalmei Simcha, bizman beis hamikdash kayam. That which we find that an isha could be mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha with new clothing, that's only bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. And furthermore, it comes out that according to Rashi, when an isha is mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha through the Shalmei Simcha, then she has to bring the carbon. It's mutal on her to bring the carbon and eat from it. As opposed to when she's mekayim the simcha with new clothing, then it's mutal on the husband to buy her new clothing. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, in Kedushin and in Rosh Hashanah, even when she's mekayim the mitzvah of simcha by eating from the shlamim, it's not mutal on her to bring the carbon, rather it's the husband's mitzvah to bring the carbon and give the basar to his wife to be mesameacher. Now the truth is, this mahalach in Rashi seems to be mechudish. What exactly does this mean? If the mitzvah is mutal on her lechatchila, the mitzvah min hamuvchar, that she should go to Yerushalayim and make sure she brings the Shalmei Simcha to Ephraim. So why is it that if she chooses not to do the mitzvah min hamuvchar, she wants to stay home and not eat from the Shalmei Simcha, now we say the husband becomes mechuyiv to make sure she has Simcha by buying her new clothing. How did the chiyuv go from being mutal on her to being mutal on the husband just by her deciding not to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar? So that seems to be difficult to understand. But Al-Kopanim, this is the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, Bidas Rashi. Now the Siach Yitzchak over here in Er Sugyo explains what's the shakl v'tari of the Gemara, and he says, according to Shitas Rashi, that we just explained, it's much easier to understand the Gemara's shakl v'tari. The Gemara originally asked, ad hocha man asya, at that point, the Siach Yitzchak explains, the Gemara held that the woman does not necessarily come to Yerushalayim, because she could be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha through new clothing, and then she doesn't have to come, she could stay home. And that Abai answered, ad hocha de mechayv even besimcha, I see seimei. The Gemara means to say that since the chatchila, there's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, to be mekayim simcha by eating from the shlomim, so the mother does come to Yerushalayim and she brings along the child. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, the Siach Yitzchak asks, it's difficult to understand what exactly is the shakl of attire of the Gemara. When the Gemara said, ad hocha man asya, what did the Gemara hold? The Teretz is poshut, that the women also have to come to Yerushalayim to mekayim the mitzvah of simcha according to Tosfos. And the Siach Yitzchak over there is meirich to try to explain what exactly is the shakl of attire of the Gemara according to Shitas Tosfos. Now we'll move on to the Gemara's Shaila. Boyer Shimon ben Lakish, Katon Chiger Ladivri Beis Shammai, Vesuma Ladivri Shnei Mahu. The Gemara explains the case of the Shaila is a Katon, who is a Chiger, but by the time he becomes a Gadol, he'll be able to walk. Or a Suma, who by the time he becomes a Gadol, he'll be able to see. Are they mitzvah right now in the mitzvah of Chinuch to be Oyle L'Regel? And the Gemara has been vore that according to Beis Hillel, it's Pashut, that a Katon Chiger is Potter. Since according to Beis Hillel, the mitzvah of chinuch for a katan starts only when he's able to walk, holding onto his father's hand, so surely a chiger who's not able to walk is not included in the mitzvah of chinuch. Since a katan, who right now cannot walk, even though by the time he becomes a gadol he will be able to walk, since right now he cannot walk, he's potter. And therefore chiger as well, since right now he cannot walk, he's potter, and if anything, maybe it should be a kolshkein. If a katan, where it's normal for him not to be able to walk at this age, he's potter from chinuch, so surely a chiger who's handicapped, he surely should also be potter from the mitzvah of chinuch. But the Gemara Shaila is according to Beis Shammai that holds that the chinuch starts already even before the child is able to walk. If he's able to ride on his father's shoulders, he's mitzvah in chinuch. And here the Shaila is, do we say that since even if he cannot walk, he's mitzvah in chinuch, what's the difference if he has a second reason why he cannot walk? If besides the fact that he's too young, he's also a chiger, why should that make a difference, since by the time he becomes a gadol, he'll be able to walk? On that, the Gemara says, Abaye is poshet, that he's potter from the mitzvah of chinuch. Since a gadol who's a chiger is potter, so this katan who's a chiger is also potter. And the Turi Evan explains, that what does Abaye mean to say that since a gadol would be potter, so this katan is also potter, but even a katan, she'ina yochel lahalich biraglov, a similar gadol who's not able to be halich biraglov would also be potter. That's the din of the Mishnah, that a gadol who cannot walk, he's potter. So what's the difference if the child cannot walk because he's too young, or he cannot walk because he's a chiger? Either way, a similar gadol would be potter. And the Turi Evan explains that the difference is that if it's katnusay goram loy, meaning the cause which makes him not roy for the mitzvah is because of his age, then that's not a reason to be potter from the mitzvah of chinuch. So even though he cannot walk, and a gadol who cannot walk would be potter, since the reason this katan cannot walk is because of his age, and by the time he becomes a gadol he will be able to walk, that's not a ptor from the mitzvah of chinuch. But if there's a different goyrim, there's a different cause which makes him not ready to do the mitzvah, which is not related to his age, then even though this cause may go away by the time he becomes a gadol, still, since right now there's something which makes him not ready for the mitzvah, which is not totally in his age, since a gadol who would have the similar situation would be potter, this katan is also potter. And the Turi Evan adds that really, even according to Beis Hillel, we have to say this klal. Because Beis Hillel holds that the age of chinuch for Aliyah L'Regel is from when he's able to go up to Har Abayis holding his father's hand. And the Turi Evan says, if he has to hold his father's hand, he needs someone to support him, so a similar gadol who needs some support would also be potter. That's included in the Mishnah of Misha'ina Yochel Lahalich Biraglov. And therefore, even according to Beis Hillel, we have to say this chiluk, that if the cause which makes him not ready for the mitzvah is dependent on his age, then that does not pater him from the mitzvah of chinuch. And the Turi Evan is meirich about this. He brings other rayas. He brings an interesting raya. He says, if you hold that mitzvah is trichas kavana, which is how we hold lemaisa by a mitzvah deiraisa, if you do not have kavana for the mitzvah, you're not yoytze. So he asks, how could we ever have the mitzvah of chinuch for a katan? A katan does not have das. He's not able to be mechavin. Obviously, he says, we see from here that any reason which makes him not ready for the mitzvah, which is dependent on his age, that does not disqualify him from the mitzvah of chinuch. And since this katan, the reason he's not able to have kavana is because of his age, therefore he still is mitzvah in the mitzvah of chinuch, this is not a reason to pater him. Now we mentioned back on Dav Gimel, the Igris Moshe, he has a similar need, and he says, what's the plan in Beis Shammai? Bishlma, if he would have said, Nalik Abaya, that the mitzvah of Chinuch is dependent on this child, by the time he reaches a Gadol, will he be ready for the mitzvah? Then we can understand Beis Shammai as well, even though this Katan cannot walk now, he has to ride on his father's shoulders, but by the time he reaches a Gadol, he'll be able to walk, so he has the mitzvah of Chinuch. But once we see that Abaya says, by a Katan Chiger, then even if he'll be able to walk by the time he reaches the age of Gadlus, still right now he's Potter because a similar Gadol would be Potter. So what's the plan of Beis Shammai? A Katan who is not able to walk because he's too young, he's only able to ride on his father's shoulders, so a similar Gadol who's not able to walk would be Potter. That's Mishayni Yochel Lahalich Baraglov. So what's the plan of Beis Shammai? And there Moshe says a bit different from the Turi Evin. He says that the din of Mishayni Yochel Lahalich Baraglov is a Gzer Sakosov. The Torah is memayit someone who has something abnormal about him, a certain mum, which causes him not to be able to walk. And therefore a katan as well, who has this handicap, since a similar gadol will be potter, the katan is also potter. But if the katan is totally normal, the reason why he's not able to walk is because of his age, that's not included in the miyut that the Torah said. The miyut is only someone who's mishunah, not someone who it's normal for them at this age to not be able to walk. And Ramesha uses this as a raya to the shayla that we spoke about on Daf Gimel. Does the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel require someone to walk literally by foot to Har HaBayis, or he does not have to mamash go by foot? And Ramesha says, if the miyat that we learn from this pasuk, to be memayat misha'ina yochel lahalech beraglov, means to say that one has to actually walk by foot, and that's why he's potter, then surely we would not be able to be mechalek between someone who's not able to walk by foot because it's normal, he's too young, or someone who's not able to walk by foot because he has a handicap. Obviously, we see from here that one does not have to mamish walk by foot. It's only a miyat that a person who's not able to, he's potter. And that we say that there's a chilek between if he's not able to because there's something wrong with him, or he's not able to because of his age. Akapanim, that's the pshat and shitas Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai differentiates between a katan who's not able to walk by foot because he's too young, to a katan who's not able to walk by foot because he's a chiger. However, we still have to get back to shitas Beis Hillel. And Shitas Beis Hillel would seem to be difficult to understand. Like we said, the Turi Evin explained that even according to Beis Hillel, who says that Chinuch starts from the age that the Katan could walk holding his father's hand, a Gadol in a similar situation, who has to walk being supported by someone else, would be Potter. That would be included in Mishayin Yochel Lalei's Beraglov. And therefore the Turi Evin says that even according to Beis Hillel, we have to differentiate between Misha Katnusay Garamloi, if his difficulty is because of his age, to someone whose difficulty is because of a handicap. However, if so, the Turi Evin asks, so what is the Pshat in Beis Hillel? Why does Beis Hillel say that if he's not able to walk by foot, Bechlal, he has to ride on his father's shoulders, then he's too young, he's Potter. If he's able to walk holding on, then he's Mechuyiv. What's the difference? A Gadol in either one of these situations would be Potter. And if we're going to say that Katnusay Garamloi, so then even if he cannot walk Bechlal, even if he has to ride on his father's shoulders, that's also because of his age, Katnusay Garamloi. So what's the pshat in Shitas Beis Hillel? So the Turi Evin has a mahalach to explain Beis Hillel, which seems to be mechudish, and he says like this. He says, when do we say this svara, that if katnusay garamloi, the only reason he cannot do the mitzvah is because of his age, that's not a reason to pater him, he'll still have to be mekayim chinuch, that's only if we wait till he no longer has this difficulty, then it will be too late. He will not have enough time before he becomes a gadol to practice doing the mitzvah. However, in a case where even if we wait till he no longer has this difficulty, there'll still be plenty of time for him to be nischanech, to do the mitzvah before he becomes a gadol, then we do wait and we say that the mitzvah of chinuch does not start yet. And with this he explains the yisayda machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. He says Beis Hillel holds that only from when a katan reaches the age that he's able to walk holding his father's hand, then he begins the mitzvah of chinuch. Before that, even though it was katnusay garamloi, but by waiting till he is able to walk, there will still be plenty of time for him to be nischanech. So Chazal said that the mitzvah of chinuch begins when he's able to walk. If we would have said that chinuch does not begin until he's able to walk by himself, without holding his father's hand, then certain children will not have enough time to be nischanech, will not be oil l'regel enough times to teach them how to do the mitzvah from that point and onward. Since some children will not be roi to be oil l'regel without holding their father's hand, until they're relatively close to becoming a gadol already, so Chazal said we should not wait to that point, rather the mitzvah of chinuch should begin when he's able to walk holding his father's hand. And what does Beis Shammai hold? So the Torah even says we could say either that Beis Shammai holds that even if we wait to the point that he's able to walk holding his father's hand, that also may not leave enough time for him to be nescherich before he becomes a gadol. And therefore they said that chinuch should start already earlier from when he's able to ride on his father's shoulders. Or alternatively, you could say that Beis Shammai holds, since anyways we're starting chinuch before he's reaching the point that a gadol would be ready for the mitzvah. Because if we wait for that point, that he's able to walk on his own, that may not leave him enough time. So once anyways we're starting chinuch before he's able to walk on his own, so then already Chazal said we should start chinuch even before he's able to walk at all, when all he's able to do is ride on his father's shoulders. And that's the klal that the Turi Evan leaves off. He says the rule is, if it's davar achar goyrim loy, there's another reason which makes the child not ready for the mitzvah, then he's always pater. Just like a gadol who has that difficulty, he's pater. A katan with the same difficulty is also pater. If it's katnusay goyrim loy, then the klal is, the Turi Evan says, that it depends if there'll be enough time to be mechanech the child after that issue passes. If you will be able to be mechanech him afterwards, then even though it's katnusay goyrim loy, his only limitation is because of his age, still we wait till he no longer has that limitation, and then we're mechanech him. If by waiting we will not leave enough time to be mechanech him, and the only issue is katnusay goyrim loy, is something which is dependent on his age, then chinuch starts earlier, even though he has the limitation which makes him not ready for the mitzvah. The Igros Moshe, however, he quotes this Turi Evan and he says it's dochok ma'id. And Moshe does not like these sorais, which he says are very mechudish of the Turi Evan. And Moshe says a different mahalach to explain the shita of Beis Hillel. Moshe explains, since the whole din that a chiger is potter is a miyat, the Torah was memayed him from the mitzvah, and therefore a katan chiger as well was nismayit. And like Moshe explained, the miyat is only for someone who's meshunet, who has something abnormal, it's not because he's too young. Still, Beis Hillel holds that a katan who is not able to walk by foot, even though it's not because of abnormality, still, Ramesha says, Chazal did not start the mitzvah of chinuch for a katan who has to ride on his father's shoulders. Coming to Har HaBayis, being oyle l'regel, without the ability to walk, is a different type of bia. The Maisa mitzvah is done differently. It's the type of Maisa mitzvah that we don't find everywhere, anywhere, a gadol doing it. Any gadol who cannot walk, who has to be carried to Har HaBayis, is not included in the mitzvah. And since we never find this maisa mitzvah, this type of bia, by a gadol, so therefore a katan as well is not mitzvah or the mitzvah of chinuch at this point. But once the katan reaches the point that he's able to walk holding his father's hand, that's not considered a different type of bia. That's not a different maisa mitzvah. Because holding the father's hand is not necessarily because the child is not able to walk on his own. There may be some children who need to hold their father's hand because they're not able to walk. However, some children just hold their father's hand for extra security, and it's not that they would not be able to come up to Har HaBayis without it. And therefore, a child who's coming up to Har HaBayis holding his father's hand, we do not look at it as if it's a different type of Maisa Aliyah L'Regel. And therefore, we do not say that since a Gadol is never Mekayim the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel in this Eifin, so we will not start the mitzvah of Chinuch in this Eifin either, because this is not considered a different Maisa. So that's as far as Beis Hillel. If the child has to be carried up, since we never find this maisa of Aliyah L'Regel done by a gadol, we do not start yet the mitzvah of chinuch. If the child could walk holding the father's hand, this is not necessarily considered a different maisa Aliyah L'Regel. We do not apply this rule that since a gadol does not have this maisa Aliyah L'Regel, a katan does not start his chinuch either at this point. So HaKoponim, we have two mahalchim to explain the shita of Beis Hillel. What's the difference between a katan who has to ride on his father's shoulders, there Beis Hillel patterned him, and a katan who has to hold his father's hand, there Beis Hillel hold that he's chayiv. Both of these situations, it's katnusay goram loy, he's not able to do it because of his age, and both of these situations, a gadol who is in a similar situation would be patter. So what's the difference? So the Turi Evan explained the difference is whether there'll be enough time afterwards to be neschanech. And then Moshe explained the difference is that riding on the father's shoulders is surely a different type of maisa aliyah l'regel. One who has to be carried up to Har HaBayis by a gadol, we never find the mitzvah being done that way. However, holding the father's hand, that is not looked at as a different type of maisa aliyah l'regel, because sometimes a child could do that, not because he really needs to hold the father's hand, just that he's more comfortable that way. Now we'll move on to the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, V'iyah is shtei kesef, and chagiga is ma'a kesef. And Beis Hillel holds the opposite, V'iyah is ma'a kesef, and Chagiga is Shtei Kesef. Pashta says that these shiurim are derabanan only, like Rashi on the Mishnah says, and like Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil HaRe'iyah Shtei Kesef, he says these shirim are derabbanan. We'll see later on in Daf Zayin that there is a tzad to say that these are deraisa. Now, what are the svaras of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? So Beis Shammai says HaRe'iyah is Shtei Kesef because it's Oila Kula Legvoya. Since the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach, that's a svar to say that it should be more expensive, it should be a more choshev a carbon. And secondly, Beis Shammai says, V'oid matzinu ba'atzeres, shariba behen ha'kosov ba'oilais yeser mi ba'shlamim. Then on Shavuos, they were makriv in the Beis HaMikdash more oilais than they were shlamim. Now the truth is that other yamim tayvim had no shlamim at all. The only carbon seber that we ever find is the kivsei atzeres. Still, the Turi Evan explains that Beis Shammai did not want to bring a raya from other Yom Tovim where there were only Oilis and no Shlomim at all. That would not prove that the Oilis is more Choshev than a Shlomim. Only by Shavuos, where they were Makrev Oilis and Shlomim, and the Oilis that they were Makrev were more than the Shlomim, that's a raya that the Oilis were more Choshev than the Shlomim. Now as far as that which Beis Shammai says, that since it's Oila Kula Legvaya, that's the reason that the Oilis should be more expensive, the Gemara later on explains that what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel say, Adarabba Chagiga Adifa, the ispa shtei achilois. Since some of the basar goes on the mizbeach, and some is eaten by the bailim, that's a reason to spend more money on the chagiga. Now it would seem to be that here Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are mamish svareis hafuchois. Beis Shammai seems to say that a oila is more chashuv because it goes on the mizbeach, and Beis Hillel says that a chagiga is more chashuv because it's eaten both on the mizbeach and by the bailim. However, the Turi Evan explains that Beis Hillel do not mean to say really that this is the reason why the chagiga is more chashuv than the oila. If so, Beis Hillel would have used this as one of his reasons to say that Chagiga is more Choshev than the Oila because it has Shtei Achilos. The Gemara only uses this Svara to answer why Beis Hillel does not hold of the Svara of Beis Shammai that Oila Kula Legvaya. And therefore, the Turi Evan says that the Gemara does not mean to say that really Beis Hillel hold that the Chagiga is more Choshev than the Oila because of this reason. Rather, this is just a Svara to counter the Svara of Beis Shammai of Oila Kula Legvaya. And that Beis Hillel says back, no, this is a svar the opposite of Ispei Shtei Achilos. But in Echanami, this svar would not make Chagiga more Choshev, it would just be a reason to make them equal. So this will answer the Ha'ar that we asked, that the Chayr, the svaris are svaris hafuchos. However, the Sfasemus over here says differently. He brings a number of rayas that we see many places, that Oila is always considered more Kaddish, is always more Choshev than the Shlomim, because Oila is Oila Kula Legvaya, the whole thing goes on the Mizbeach. For that reason, the Gemara in Zvachim says that if you have two karbanis to be makriv, an oila and a shlamim, first you're makriv the oila and then the shlamim. So how could Beis Hillel over here say that there's a svara to say ispa shtei achilos, which will make the chagiga as choshev as the oila? And the Sfasemus says that here, this svara of Beis Hillel, of ispa shtei achilos, it's a svara specifically negeya to our sugya. When we're talking about how much a person should spend, how big the animal should be, here we say a svara that ispa shtei achilos. Since some of the carbon is going on the Mizbeach, and some is being eaten by the Bailim, we want that there should be a lot of basar. So that's the reason why one should spend more money on the Chagiga to get a bigger animal. But in a Chanami, Lagabi, all other dinim, surely the Oila is more Choshev, it has more Kedusha than the Shlomim, because it's Oila Kula Legvaya. For example, like the Gemara in Zvachim says, to be Makdim, surely the Oila comes before the Shlomim, because the Oila is more Kaddish. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that one of the Svaris of Beis Hillel to say that the Chagiga is more Choshev is because it's Yeshna Neflei HaDibur. Like Rashi explains that they brought the Chagiga before Matan Torah. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, V'yishlach es Nari B'nei Yisrael, even though that Pasuk is written in the Torah after Matan Torah, but it actually was before. And the Shlomo mentioned in that Pasuk was the Shalmei Chagiga. Rashi later on in Vav Amid Beis, Dibur HaMaschil, Shechagiga Yeshna Neflei HaDibur, Rashi tells us, how do we know that those shlam over there was the Shalmei Chagiga? Rashi brings the pasuk in the beginning of Shemais. Moshe and Aaron, they tell Paroi, Koyomar Hashem, Shlaches Ami V'yachigu Li Bamidbar. Klai Yisrael wanted to bring a carbon Chagiga in the Midbar. Where do we find that Klai Yisrael actually brought this carbon? Rashi says that was Niskayim by these shlamim that were brought by Har Sinai. That was the Shalmei Chagiga, and that was the keem of this pasuk V'yachigu Li Bamidbar. And the Gemara says that there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what about the oila that was brought over there? In that same pasuk it says that they brought shlomim and oilas, and Beis Shammai says that the oilas over there were oilas re'iyah, so re'iyah also has that maila that it was lifnei adibor. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that no, that Beis Hillel hold that the oila over there was not an oilas re'iyah, it was an oilas tomid. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara wants to say that this is totally in the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says that Klolois Nemru B'Sinai U'Protois Ba'Yal Ma'ir, and Rabbi Kiva says Klolois U'Protois Nemru B'Sinai. And the Gemara wants to say that if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pratim were not said till later on by the Oil Moed, he cannot possibly hold that the Oil that they brought by Har Sinai was the Oil Tamid, because how could it be that originally they brought the Oil Tamid without Hefshet V'nituach, and only later on the Oil Tamid required Hefshet V'nituach? The Ma'aseh of the Gemara later on, further down the Amud, is Chozer from this, because we find Shitas Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he does actually say this, that even though they brought Oil Tamid all along, but Hefshet V'nituach was not Nischadish until later on. Now the Rishonim are bothered by, what did the Gemara mean to say that the coin to Bishmal, the Oila must be a Oila Sri'iyah and not a Oila Tamid, because it did not have Hefshet V'nituach at that point? L'chair, even Oila Sri'iyah requires Hefshet V'nituach. All Oilas need Hefshet V'nituach. We don't find that Oila Sri'iyah is any different, that it does not need Hefshet V'nituach. So l'chair, you have the same problem. If they already brought Oila Sri'iyah by Har Sinai, how could it be that they brought it originally without Hefshet V'nituach, and only later on was Nischadish the Inyan of Hefshet V'nituach? So Rashi himself comes to answer this kasha, and Rashi in Dibra Maschil, Mi Komidi, Rashi says, Elavadai Oila Sri'iyah Havoi, Umei Eileam Hikrivuha. If you hold that the Oila by Har Sinai was Oila Sri'iyah, then Klai Yisrael brought it even before they were Nitztave, they brought it on their own, and then it would not be fair to say that originally when they brought it on their own, they brought it without Hefshet V'nituach. Later on, when Klai Yisrael were Nitztave in Oila Sri'iyah, then already it had a mitzvah of Hefshet V'nituach. However, the Turi Evan asks on Rashi, why does the Gemara have to say that Beisil holds that this Oila was Oila Tamid and not Oila Sri'iyah? We could say that even according to Beisil, it was Oila Sri'iyah. But still, the Chagiga has a Maila that it's Lefnei Dibur over the Oila Sri'iyah, because on the Chagiga they already Nitztave. Like we saw the Pasuk V'echoigu Liba Midbar. On the Oila Sri'iyah, even though Klai Yisrael brought it on their own, there was no Tziva yet, so Chagiga has a Maila over Oila Sri'iyah that it was Nitztave Ola Lefnei Dibur as opposed to the Oila Sri'iyah. That's the Turi Evans Kasha on Rashi. And Tosfos over here, in the top Tosfos, he has a different pshat. He says the Gemara only holds that it's Shver, that they should have brought an Oila without Hefshet V'nituach, if it was the Oila's Tamid, but if it was the Oila's Re'iyah, then it's not Shver, because the mitzvah of Hefshet V'nituach, it only says Mefurish by Oila's Tamid and not by Oila's Re'iyah. So even though Enech Hanami and Oila's Re'iyah does L'maisa need Hefshet V'nituach, since the Torah does not say it Mefurish by that Oila, then it's not fair to say that originally they brought the Oila Sri'iyah without Hefshet V'nituach, and only later on they started bringing it with Hefshet V'nituach. However, the Achronim point out that this Tosfos seems to be very difficult. The Marshal, the Turi Evan, the Siach Yitzchok, they all ask that the Pasuk which says Hefshet V'nituach is not actually by Oilas Tamid, it's by Oilas Nedova, in Parshas Vayikra. And the Siach Yitzchok adds, if anything, it should be more fair to say that the Oila that they brought was the Oila Sri'iyah, because like Rashi says, if it was an Oila Sri'iyah, then it was an Nedova. We don't find that they were Nitztave on that. And if it's an Oila Nedova, that's where the Torah says the mitzvah of Hefshet V'nituach. As opposed to saying that if it was an Oila Tamid, there it does not say the mitzvah of Hefshet V'nituach Mefurish. Al-Gupanam, this is the kasha of the Achronim on Tosfos. One can be Ma'ain in the Mashah, in the Siach Yitzchok, and the Turi Evan, who discussed this kasha on Tosfos. And one final point, in the Braisa that the Gemara brings, and he says that Simcha has something which the other two do not have. Tosfos over here brings a Tosefta, the way Tosfos quotes the Tosefta, it sounds like the Tosefta is saying that the Inyan of Tashlumin is only by Korban Shalmi Simcha, not by Oilas Ri'iyah and Shalmi Chagiga. And Tosfos says, why did Agamar not say that? Because we hold that there is Tashlumin also by Oilas Ri'iyah and by Shalmi Chagiga. And the Achronim here, the Turi Evan and others, they point out that the Chor, this is a Pella. Obviously, the Girsa that Tosfos brings in the Tosefta cannot possibly be correct. Firstly, it's a Mefurish and Mishnah and Daftes that there is Tashlumin by a Korban Chagiga. And the pasuk where we learned Tashlumin is from the pasuk V'chagoysam oisim chag l'ashem shivas yomim, which is talking about a Chagiga. Surely there is a din Tashlumin by Chagiga. And furthermore, the Turi Evan asks that Shalmei Simcha l'chair do not have Tashlumin, because Shalmei Simcha is not a mitzvah one time to bring a carbon. It's a mitzvah that one has to be misameach and eat basar shlamim every day of Yontif, all 7 days. If someone misses one day, he cannot make up that day. Even if he eats basar the next day, he cannot make up for the day that was missed. There's no concept b'chal of Tashlumin by Shalmei Simcha. So surely the Turi Evan says the Tosefta is mishabeshta, and the Girsa is incorrect. And the truth is, if we take a look in the Girsa that we have in the Tosefta says something totally different than what Tosefta says. The Tosefta says Shasimcha neheges kol shiva, masha enkein b'shneim. Meaning, like the Pashtus is that the mitzvah of Simcha is to eat basar shlamim all 7 days, masha enkein oilas riiya, and shami chagiga is one time. The first day he brings a carbon, and from then on he does not have to bring any more carbonis. In Echanami, if he did not bring the first day, he has tashlumin. But it's only a one-time mitzvah, as opposed to shalmi simcha. That lechayr is the correct girsa in the Tosefta. And the Siach Yitzchak is bothered by that Tosef seems to be tamua. How could Tosef have any havmina to understand the Tosefta the way he had it written before of? And he says that even Tosef did not mean to learn the Tosefta that there's only tashlumin by shalmi simcha, and not by Olas Riyah and shalmi chagiga. Rather, Tosef understood the Tosefta that Simcha Yesh Lehem Tashlumin means to say that Simcha is actually a separate mitzvah on every day. So even if someone was not able to mekayim the Shalmi Simcha the first day, even if they were potter, they still have the mitzvah of Shalmi Simcha the other days. That's what Tashlumin means. That even if you miss the first day, you are not mitzvah in the mitzvah at that point, that does not mean you do not have the mitzvahs the other days. As opposed to Olas Riyah and Shalmi Chagiga, there if one was potter the first day, he no longer has the mitzvah the other days either. The whole tashlumin is only for someone who is mechuyev the first day, not someone who is potter the first day. This is like the shita of Rabbi Chanan on Daf Tes, that kulan tashlumin derishayin, the din tashlumin is only for someone who was mitzvah on the first day. This is how Tosis understood the Tosefta, and that Tosis was bothered by why did Er Gemara not say this also, that Simcha has a mila over the other two, that has tashlumin, meaning even if you miss the first day because you're potter, you still have the mitzvah the other days. On that, Tosfos says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili held gam beinach yesh lehem tashlumin, meaning to say, even karvan oilas riyah and shalmi chagiga, if you're potter the first day, you still have the mitzvah the other days. Like the sheet is later on in Daf Tes, that each day is a separate mitzvah, even someone who was potter the first day, he could still be mekayim on the other days. This will be a possible explanation to understand the shakel v'tarya of Tosfos.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.